Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings of guns of Yugumamu live because we want to thrive in Torah Chaim, the Torah of life, Torah the Chesed, the Torah of kindness, Torah Rachamim, Torah divine instruction of life. It happens to be now, the 15th day, the middle of the month of Chodesh Rachamim. And that means that we've got only 14 days left to consider how we're going to improve ourselves and help others improve by being an example of how to improve ourselves before we get to the next year in creation, blazing, grazing 5,771 years into creation, which also happens to be, let the souls correspond to the English date of August 24th, 2010. So this show tonight is dedicated to a blessed soul who was taken away too quickly from us. His name was Yosef Ben Avraham Robinson, and he has I would suggest everyone to go to www.yosephrobinson.com, and I hope we'll be talking more about him as I learn more about him. But I was at a gathering where his body was laying in state, and he was brutally murdered last Thursday night, which was Yud Elul, corresponding to the 19th of August, 2010. And this was a young man who came from a family background, went away from it, and came back to the Torah of Israel. Born in Jamaica, he's now will be laid to rest in Jamaica, raised as a Jamaican, and then in his final moments of life as a member of the Children of Israel, also Jamaican. Proud to be Jamaican, proud to be a Jew. But this show, Blessed Yosef, is dedicated to you, and hopefully for the next year we'll be doing shows dedicated to the elevation of your soul. Blessed souls, when we talk about the time of Mashiach, and by the way, this show is also dedicated to a blessed soul out in Turkey by the name of Tuna Berkman, who requested me to do a show like this talking about Mashiach, because, you know, there's so many things. There's the, you know, Jewish perspective on Mashiach, there's the Islam perspective, there's the Christian, there's probably other faiths that also want to chime in. But, you know, I'm not here to get into cross-dialogue into what you believe and what you don't believe in, but I just want to chime out teachings according to the inner dimensions of Torah, what is the tradition that we have within the nation of Israel of who this Mashiach will be. And he's not a John Wayne figure, blessed souls. He's a king, he's a prophet, and he's a teacher, not only for the 12 tribes of Israel, but for all the nations of the world. But what's the context that the mighty Lion of Judah, Ari Yisrael, shall roar out Torah Chadashah, a new dimension of Torah that's never been revealed in the creation, even that the mighty prophet Moses was not privy to, although he was the greatest prophet that ever lived. In the context that we will see the actualization, revelation of Ari Yisrael Yehuda, Lion of Judah, we turn to Rambam, also the descendant of King David and Solomon, who writes in chapter 12, in this law, in the laws of kings and the wars of Israel. In that era, there's not going to be any famine. There's not going to be any war. There's not going to be any envy. There's not going to be any competition. Good shall flow in abundance, and delights will be as dust. And the occupation of the whole world will solely be to know the Most High. The nation of Israel will be composed of great sages and know hidden matters, attaining knowledge of their Creator to the full extent of human potential. It says in Isaiah 11:9, quote, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the sea fills the ocean bed. But blessed souls, since it says the world, this includes the blessed children of Noah, B'nai Noah, direct descendants of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japhet. Go look in chapter 9, verse 1, you see the Most High blessed all of them when they went out of Ancient 4,414 years ago. So the one the Most High blesses, no one can curse. Things will get better, not worse. That being said, blessed souls, I'd like to start with a teaching from a direct descendant of King David, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman Schneerson, who lived from 1902 and went to the next level of life, 1994. And just to remind us, this is a portion of Soul Class, Soul being an acronym for 7. S-O, original, oldest, U, universal, and laws, which encompasses the prohibitions of not to blaspheme the Most High with His name, not to commit idolatry, not to kill, not to steal, not to commit acts of adultery, not to eat the limb of them still alive, and to raise up righteous statutes to all the nations in each country according to their needs. Matters like giving charity, giving tzedakah to help those in need. So, first of all, I'm going to take you back 50 years already. The Rebbe took us that time, although this is actually before I was born, that he quoted a verse from the prophet Daniel, which you can go look up in chapter 12, verse 2, and it reads like this. "V'hamaskilim yasir kozoa harikia umatdike harabim kohokovim la'olam va'ed." Translated into English, blessed souls. And the wise shall shine like the radiance of the firmament. And those who make righteous, the many, the masses, shall be shining like the stars forever and ever. So one of the things that Rebbe wanted to point out in that teaching, there is a straight prophecy that was given to Daniel, Daniel, as we would say in Hebrew. Literally meaning, my creator is my judge. That there was an elucidation on this prophecy, which was brought down in what is known as the Book of Revelations for the nation of Israel, which is not to be associated with what is known as the Book of Revelations in the New Testament, or Brit Chadashah, as they call it, but in the oral Torah tradition of the inner dimension of Torah, the Torah Kabbalah, the real Kabbalah, not the type of Kabbalah that some charlatans are peddling out in the street to try to make some money without real knowledge of Torah, because that type of Kabbalah is marketing out teachings to feed the ego. Kabbalah is to nullify the humanistic side of the ego, to make it a vessel to absorb and then reflect out divine mind consciousness. So in the Book of Zohar, it brings out that this verse is referring to that very teaching, the Book of Light, Zohar. That with this teaching, there shall be tasting of the Tree of Life, meaning levels of Torah knowledge, blessed souls, which are beyond the do's and the don'ts, which many people trip up on and get confused on and get intimidated by. but rather that the nation of Israel and therefore the whole world shall be redeemed from this exile in a merciful way. Further on, the Rebbe continued that in a letter that was written by the holy Baal Shem Tov, the modern father of the Hasidic movement, so we should know there always has been a Hasidic movement, and Chassid really means a pious person in English, and one has to just go, blessed soul. To chapter 149 in Psalms, where it says in chapter 149, verse 1, which says, praise the Most High, sing to him a new song, and his praise shall be in the congregation of Chassidim. So even in the time of King David, David the Melech, we're already learning from Ruach HaKodesh and prophecy from David, who was a prophet and also a singer, a composer, possessor of divine inspiration, that the Most High shall be praised in the congregation of the Hasidim, of the pious. And the Baal Shem Tov went up in 1746 to the chamber of Mashiach. We interacted with the soul of the Mashiach and asked him, Master, when are you coming? Lion of Judah, Arish Yehuda, when are you going to come? And the soul of the Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov in his Aliyat HaNeshama, soul elevation, with true Kabbalistic intentions, to spread out the knowledge that the coming of Mashiach is dependent on the teachings of Chassidut, Panim and the Torah, Kabbalah. And when your wellspring, Baal Shem Tov, go out to the whole world, it shall bring and initiate the coming of the Mashiach. That being said, the Rebbe said that this verse, HaMaskilim Yathiru, that I mentioned before, that the wise shall shine out like the radiance of the stars, and those will make the bring righteousness to the many, so the masses will be like stars shining forever. This verse is referring to the period before the coming of the Mashiach, which we say in the Aramaic, the Ikvaset the Mashiach, literally the heels of Mashiach. That we can hear the footsteps of redemption coming. Everyone feels it. Everyone knows it. Blessed souls. And this is something that we have to start meditating more and more. That being said, there's a teaching for another aspect of the inner dimension of Torah, which is called Midrash, which mentions that at this time that we are in an exile condition, the nation of Israel, when instead of being betrothed to the Most High, we're getting a few presents. And therefore, okay, at the time of the redemption, Israel is united back in the land with the 12 tribes of Israel. It will be like we were getting married, not just betrothed to the Most High, but married. And of course, if we are married to the Most High, but so the nation of Israel, we want other people to celebrate with our connection as a nation to represent the Most High on this earth, spread out. And it says in Isaiah that we should be a light to all the nations. So if we get the light, we have to share the light. Because if we don't share light, we don't have the light. And therefore, in the days of Mashiach, it shall be that this verse also is applicable, that the wise shall shine out. As we saw in the Rambam, in the last teaching of the Mishnah Torah and the laws of kings and their wars. You see, blessed souls, this verse can refer to the time before Mashiach. HaMaskirim Yisiru, the wise shall shine out. But can be referring to the time after. So we have to go a little bit more deep into the teachings, but we're running out of time. But so let's go back to the song by Soja, which is written by Jacob Hentel, a blessed young singer. Let's go back to the song and end off. Let's all have a wonderful night. Let's spend the rest of our time for all people in a pleasant and peaceful way. So Baba rejoices, as long as it's good, and signing off. So take care.